B'siyata d'shmaya, today's daf is Nun Vav in Maseches Psachim. Our daf is going to be talking about one topic, and that's the topic of Anshei Yericho, that there were things that Anshei Yericho did that the Chacham were allowed it to pass, and there were some that they protested about them. So the Mishnah begins on the bottom of Nun Hei Mebeis. Shisha Dvar Maso Anshei Richo. Ashloisha Michu Biyadam. Vashloisha Loi Michu Biyadam. Ve'elu Heng. Shalom Michu Biyadam. The parts that the Chachamim let go, each one of these things will be discussed by the Gemara in detail. Markivin Dekolim Kolayoyim. They did Harkava on the entire day of Erev Pesach on the trees. Now that, of course, is why this topic of Anshei Yericho is discussed over here in Perek Malkim Shenagu, because our Perek is all about the malachos done on Erev Pesach, places they had minhagim to, places they had minhagim not to. So here, we learn that Anshei Yericho were makel, even during the Zman Isra Malacha, of grafting trees. Totally different topic, the Karchin as Shema. In our Gemara, we're going to discuss what Korech Shema means. One explanation is Korech Shema being that they skipped Baruch Shem Kvod Machusa Lalam Voet, so they were Korech tying Shema to Vahim Shemaya. V'koitzim v'goitzim lefnei Omer, and they cut and they piled up before the Omer. Now this would be controversial because before Hakravas HaOmer, there is an iser to eat from the Tfuah HaChadosh. There is no iser per se to cut, but there's an iser to eat. So they're playing with going in the wrong direction, maybe, by cutting and piling up the Omer if they can't eat it. Ve'elu shemicha biyadam. So those they didn't protest. Ve'elu shemichu biyadam, but they protested on these things. Matirin gamzios shel hegdish. They allowed people to have hana from the trunk of those trees that were from Hegdish. We're going to see later on in the Gemara is that when it came to branches of the sycamore tree, that they would cut off the branches entirely and they would regrow. So Anshei Yericho had thought that that which regrows from Hegdish is going to be mutter. And the Chachamim were protested. They said it's not going to be mutter. We'll discuss what the parameters in the Gemara is that. Va'ochlem mitachas hanisharim b'Shabbos. And they ate on Shabbos from the dates that had fallen off from the palm tree. The question is whether one is allowed to go and take from it. At the end of the day, are we concerned that a person is going to come to cut off the fruits? That also the Gemara will discuss. V'neisnin peya liyerek, and they allowed the aniyim to come to take the peya from vegetables. At first glance, that doesn't seem to be such a bad thing. Even if yerek is not chayiv in peya, so what would the problem be? Yet nevertheless, the Mishnah concludes, umichu biyadam chachamim, and the reason for that is the aniyim really can't take it, because if they're not chayiv in peya, because then it would be chayiv in maestros. So the aniyim thought that this was peya, and it really wasn't, and then they came to an iser. The aniyim came to an iser without even realizing it. So these are the six things. Three okay, three not okay, and now our Gemara will eventually discuss. First, the Gemara gets excited about six, and the Gemara quotes a brisa about six, where again you have six things that were done by somebody, and the Chachamim weren't happy with three of them. Tana Rabbanan, Shisha Dvar Masa Chizkiyo Amelech. There were six things that Chizkiyo did on his own volition. Al shloisha haiduloi, val shloisha loy haiduloi. Here the lashon is haiduloi, that the Chacham even gave him praise. It's interesting, in the Mishnah it doesn't say that the Chacham didn't praise them, it just says that the Chachamim weren't moche. Reminds me of the story that Rabbi Branchfield said about Brisk, that when first time he said over a Torah to Rav Salvechik said not bad. So he said 25 years later, he was in Yerushalayim, and he said over to his cousin, Rav Yosef Dova Levi Salvechik, Rav Beryl, he said all the same Torah, and he said to him, nit schlecht. So he said at that time he realized, and Brisk, the only compliment you're going to get is not bad. So in here in our Mishnah, Over here it says lo michu. It doesn't say that doesn't say hoduli. Here by the Chizkio it says hoduli. Okay, girat samas aviv. The amazing thing, Chizkio was such a tzaddik. He was able to put aside all of his familial connection. They knew his father Achaz was a tremendous rasha, and he had his father's bones drawn in the street. Almita shel chavalim, on a bed of reeds, and the Rasham would take Musar from this. V'haydulay, and the Chacham say that was good. Kitas nechash anechoshes, he broke the nechash anechoshes of Moshe Rabbeinu. Can you imagine how much that would go for in a Sotheby auction? They once had the nechash anechoshes of Moshe Rabbeinu. But it was broken by Chizkio because he was afraid that people were going to serve it as avodah zarah v'hoidulai. Gona sefer refuos, this would go even for more. The sefer refuos, he was also gonez, that all refuos that was known to man were found there, and they were put away, and the chachamim were okay with that. Why did they do that? So take a look at Rashi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends machala for us to do tshuva, and he saw that people weren't being ma'orer from their sickness. By the way, of course, that happens to Chizkio himself. Chizkio gets sick, and he's ma'orer b'tshuva. But there are three things that they weren't ma'iditim. Kitzes t'loso shalhecha v'shigran l'sancherev melech Asher. He cut down the t'losos, and he sent it to Sancherev. V'loi ha'iduloi. Sasa me'gichoyne elyoin. There was waters that was coming from a mayan that was close to Yerushalayim, and that would go to the Beis Hamikdash. But he cut it off in order that the Ashur would not be able to get water. V'loi ha'iduloi. The Chacham were upset at him because he should have relied on the Nevuah of Yeshayahu. Iber Nisan b'Nisan. He also made a Iber Yar. He added a Chodesh when it was already Nisan. And the Gemara darshins that one is not allowed to add HaChodesh HaZelechem, that one is not allowed to, once Nisan has already come. Once Nisan has begun, you're not allowed to add to it. Okay, so these are the six things of Chizkio. We go back to our Mishnah. Ha'markivin dekolim kol hayoyim. They were markiv dekolim all of Erev Pesach. So the Gemara says, Heichi avdi. What exactly was this harkava? Amar of Yehuda, Maisi Asadara, they would bring a hadas that was dry, Vishikra de Daphna, and beer that came from the tree of a Daphna, Vikimcha de Sari, de Rami Bimana, de Lochofila Arba Yomin, and flour from Saorim that had been waiting for 4 days, Umartichalu, and they would heat them up. This was a potion that was supposed to allow the palm tree to recuperate. And if you didn't do this, you didn't add this potion, then everything around it would dry out. So it was to save the tree. They would cut a branch that was moist, and they would put inside of it, inside a large branch, the small branch. They would put it inside. So they weren't moche, presumably because it was a case of hesed gadol. So they were matir to do this. The second case of the chacham weren't moche, the karchin es shema. They used to tie the shema. So Gemara wants to know, what is this? Hechi avdi. Amar of Yehuda, Eimrim Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad V'loyim Masikin. They didn't interrupt between Echad, Rashi explains, to the Ahavta. They didn't make any stop, like we're Marich in Echad and break for Ahavta. They began immediately, without any hefsek. Rav Amar, Masikin Hayu El Shayir Eimrim Al Livavecha. D'mashma hayom alavavecha v'lo machar. They would say hayom alavavecha. Instead of saying v'hayu advar me'ela asher noichim mitzavcha hayom alavavecha, they would say asher noichim mitzavcha hayom alavavecha. They would say that today it's on your heart. D'mashma hayom alavavecha v'lo machar alavavecha. Only today and not tomorrow. Okay, so these were the two things that weren't so good, but the Chacham nevertheless weren't Moche. By the way, that it's quite clear from this example in the Gemara that the reason why it doesn't say Hodu lo Chachamim like it does by Chizkio is that by Chizkio he had done something positive. Over here, Anshei Yericho, it's not positive, but it didn't warrant an objection from the Chachamim. Tanu Rabbanan, continuing on, another pshat in Kricha, Ketzad hayu korchen eshema, Oymer shema yisol Hashem elkeinu Hashem echad, v'loi mafsikin de Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda mafsikin hayu, el shaloi hayu, Oymerin baruch shem kevoid malchus olam vaid, that they just left out, baruch shem kevoid malchus olam vaid. That was the chisaron. V'ana my time amrin lo, is a very interesting gemara, and why do we say, Baruch Shem Kevoid, Kedarsh Reb Shimon Lakish, Dam Reb Shimon Lakish, Vayikra Yaakov Avonov, Vayomer Yosu Agido Lechem Bikesh, Yaakov Legalis Avonov, Ketza Yomim, V'nistalkim Men HaShchina. So Yaakov wanted to be Megala, and the Shechina left him. Omar, Shem Echas V'Shom Yesh Metasi Psul, Kavram, maybe there is a Psul like Avram, Sheyotzim Yemenu Shmol, V'Aviv Yitzchak, Sheyotzim Yemenu Esav, Amruloi Bonov, Shema Yisrael. Here, of course, Yisrael means our father, Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that all of us believe in Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Amru, Kishem Shein Belibcha El Echad, Kach Ein Belibenu El Echad. Just like you believe there is only Hashem Echad, in contrast to Esav and Yishmal, so too, Ein Belibenu El Echad. Ba'is Hashem Pasach Yaakov Avinu Va'amar, Baruch Shein Kivoy Machus Olam Vaed. So Yaakov Avinu said, Baruch Shein Kivoy Machus Olam Vaed. I wonder if it's connected. Baruch Shem Kivoy Malchusa Lo'olam Vaed is connected to being Megales Haketz. But either way, he said this as Kilu Hoda Takosh Baruch Hu. Amri Rabban Hechen Avid Nimrinu. So the Rabbanan said, so what are we supposed to do? Should we say Baruch Shem Kivoy Malchusa Lo'olam Vaed Lo'yamore Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. The Parsha of Shema doesn't have Baruch Shem Kivoy Malchusa Lo'olam Vaed. Loi namru, if we're not going to say it, Amore Yaakov, Hiskinu Shio Oimre Moise B'chashai, that's why we say it silently, which probably has profound ideas. It's a profound concept of saying it B'chashai and connecting to Yaakov Avinu B'chashai, like the Giloi is only Moshe, but the Chashai is connected, like Nistar is done B'chashai, so Baruch Shem Kivoy Malchusa Lo'olam Vaed is connected to the Nistar, it's connected to the Gilui Esaketz, and all that is done silently. Of course, the one exception is in the Beis HaMikdash, where there is already a Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Dvei Rabbi Yama, Moshel Bas HaMelech Shericha Tzikei Kedera. It's like a princess. Im Toimer, so life as a monarch is not easy. So a monarch doesn't always get to do what they want. So a daughter, a princess smells the pot. Im taimar yeshla gnai. If she says that she wants to eat, then that's not proper. Loi taimar yeshla tsar. If she's not going to say anything, then she wants the food and she doesn't get it. Hischilu avadel lahavi bichashoy. So she has control of her servants. So her servants brings it secretly. Amrei Rabbi is skinu shi'omer ma'aseh b'kol ram mipnei tarumas haminim. But Rabbi Avo says that they started saying Baruch Shem Kivoy Malchus Olam Vaed because of the Minim. That the Minim thought that we were saying Abracadabra Kadu. They started saying we were saying all these strange things. So we said, no, no, no. All we're saying is Baruch Shem Kivoy Malchus Olam Vaed. Uben Arda, the Lekim Minim, Adhash Amalei V'chashoy. So in Arda, they didn't have Minim, and Kanireh, this is the one thing that the Minim didn't infiltrate for us, is that we still say Baruch Shem Kivoy Malchus Olam Vaed silently, except on Yom HaKippurim, which is the Bechina of Migdash. Tan Rabbanan. Shisha Dvarim Asu Anshei Richa Shloisha Baratzen Chachamim Ushloisha Shloisha Baratzen Chachamim. We have a repeat of the introductory clause of the Mishnah, but a brisa that has things a little bit differently. Ve'elu Baratzen Chachamim. What was Baratzen Chachamim? Markivin Dekolim Kol HaYoyim. That's similar. Ve'karchen HaShema V'koitzrin lefnei ha'omer. They cut before the omer. So if you remember, in our Mishnah, it said that they were mocha, that they were koitzer and goidish lefnei ha'omer. And that was shalom ratzon chacham. But koitzrin lefnei ha'omer is going to be, okay, cutting beforehand is okay. The Gemara will explain. V'eloin shalom ratzon chachamim. Goitshin lefnei ha'omer. What was shalom ratzon chacham is that they piled up before the omer. Upartzin pratzos. Also, they opened up holes for the aniyim to eat during the famines. The problem was that they left it open on dafka on Shabbosos in Yom Tovim. We'll discuss the problem shortly. And they allowed people to have anah from those things that had regrown from the sycamore tree, as we had discussed before. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Amar le Rabbi Yehuda, Im beratzon chacham hayosi, you call them goisen kain. He says, if it was beratzon chachamim, so then everybody should be allowed to do it. In other words, why dafka anshei Yericho? And here, by the way, the lashon is beratzon chachamim, not shalomichu. But over here in the Brice says it was beratzon chacham. Ela elu ve'elu shelo beratzon chacham hayosim. But rather, as we were medayik in our Mishnah earlier, shlosha lo michu biyadam al shlosha lo michu biyadam. Einachanami, none of this was beratzon chachamim, but in the first three, there were mocha. There were three cases there were mocha, and three cases where they were not mocha. Ve'elu shelo micha. What were the three cases that weren't micha biyadam? A, markim and dekolim kol ayoyim, that they let them do. V'karchen eshma. And they cut and they piled up. Here now, this girsa has coats from the goat and lefnei omer. Ve'lu michu biyadam matirin gamzia shel hegdish shel chruv shel shikma. Again, where he had the growths coming out of the trunk. Uparts in pratsayim beginusayim tarsayim lahachal nesher la'aniyim. And when he opened up the gates to allow the aniyim to eat, b'shabas v'yam tovim b'shnei b'tzores. And nosn pele yerek umichol biyadam chachamim. So we have a slightly different girsa from Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, and we tend to run with Rabbi Yehuda's girsa. V'savar Rabbi Yehuda k'tzira shlo bratzon chachamim. So Rabbi Yehuda says that when they cut before the omer, it was shlo bratzon chachamim. But what about the Mishnah? Which Mishnah? The Mishnah in Menachos. V'atna, and the Mishnah in Menachos says, the Mishnah Menachos says that they were koitzer with the ratzon chachamim. The goitz lefnei oimer shaloi beritzayin chachamim veloi michu biyadam chachamim. So they weren't supposed to be goidesh. They weren't supposed to pile up. They weren't meicha, but they weren't supposed to. But koitzer is not going to be a problem at all. What exactly is the svara behind goitzin, that the Chacham were fine with it, were bothered by it, but Kaitzrim, that they said it was fine. So take a look at three lines from the bottom in Rashi. Kaitzrim lefnei ha'omer beritzayin chachamim, zok tehele gerashi, kloimer lo yikbidu chacham d'isur d'araisa leka. There's no problem of cutting the wheat before the omer is brought. D'makom shi'ata mevihu, v'isura d'rabbanan amilah, so d'mas l'mechlamineh. The only chshash would be then a chshash that people will come to eat it. Because when it comes to chadash, people are careful not to be nichshal in the yisr chadash. But v'goyitshin, continues Rashi, shloy b'ratzon chacham. But piling it up, that was not b'ratzon chacham. Kimin d'lof pseida hu gazer rabbanon. Here it's not a big deal. It's not a pseida. So therefore, the chachamim said, why do it? And when it came to kotzer, so then if they weren't going to allow people to cut, it was going to take a long time before they would be able to get the food, before they'd be able to get wheat. So they allowed them when it came to cutting it. But piling it up, that's not a big deal. And there, the Chacham say, why create temptation for people? Says the Gemara on the top of Nun Vav Amud Beis, Man Shamis Lei D'Amar Micho V'Lo Michu, who says this lashon micho v'lo michu? Rabbi Yehuda. It was Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says micho v'lo michu. In other words, it is not a question of biratzon. Everything was not biratzon. It's just a question of micho v'lo michu. Uktani, but we learned koitzrin Pirtzayin Chachamim. Yet we learned in the Mishnah that he said, Rabbi Yehuda had said, that the halacha is that you could be kotzer Biratzon Chachamim. It was in Biratzon Chachamim. So it's a kasha from the Mishnah Menachos. Says Gemara, Velitameich, I'll ask you another stira between the two. Hani Harboahavir. Wait a second. If you count in the brisa of Asu Anshei Richa Velo Micha, there are four cases. So Ella, you must say, Sami Mikami Ktsira. It must be that this statement of Ktsira as being Shelo Birtzon Chachamim is not correct. In other words, the Mishnah Menachos is correct, and when we said that it wasn't what the Chachamim wanted, and it was just an issue of whether they're being Mocha, you should remove that, and A, you'll now have only three cases in the Braisa, A, and B, there's no Stira between Menachos and the Braisa. That when it came to Ktsira, Ktsira was entirely Beratzon Chachamim. But we have the other things that were either Machu or Lo Machu, but everything of the six was Shelo Beratzon Chachamim. Okay, continuing on, we had learned, the first thing was, Gamzio Shel Hegdi Shel Chorav Shel Shikma, that they were Matir, Anshei Richo were Matir for people to take from the trunks of the sycamore trees. Again, the way in which the sycamore trees were pruned is that they would cut the branches from the trunk. So once they were cut off, there was no branches there. And then what happens if you have a sycamore tree that's hagdish and a new branch comes out? It's an entirely new branch. So is the fruit that come out of that tree, the charov, is it going to be mutter or aser? So Anshei Richo were matir, even though the tree was hagdish. So what's the pshat? Anshei Richo said like this. Amru, they said, our forefathers only were magdish the wood itself, not the branches that replenish, that produce the cheruvim. Anu natir gamzio shel hegdish shel cheruvah shel shikma. That was their cheshbon. So, what is the discussion? What was the machlokes between Anshei Richo and the Chachamim? Ubegidulin abon la'achem mikein askinon. We're talking about those things that grow out afterwards. Usvira la kemando amar Anshei Richo hold like the Tanakama in Meila. In Meila daf Yigimel we learn ein Meila begidulin, that gidule truma is not considered like truma itself. When you're magdish something, so that is hegdish. But gidulin, that which comes out, is not going to be subject to me'ila. Rabbanan savri nihida me'ila laka. Rabbanan agree that's not me'ila. Isura mi'a'ika, but it is considered isur, and that is why the chachamim protested. It's not me'ila, because it's only gidule truma, but nevertheless, it's going to be asur. The second thing that Anshei Richoi did, that Rabbi Yehuda was Moicha, upartzin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Chacham or Moicha, partzin pratzos. They opened up the holes for the aniyim on Shabbosos. Amra Ula, Amra B'shim Ben Lakish, Machloikis B'shel Mechabdois. The issue over here was the fruits that had fallen onto the branches. Ein Hachanami, there's really no problem with the fruits that fall to the ground. That, why would Anim not be able to take? Okay, maybe you could think of a reason. And can anybody think of a reason? Muktza. So we're going to get into the sugya of Muktza. But right now the Gemara doesn't entertain that. So the Gemara says, what would the problem be if it's fallen to the ground? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Shimon Lakish HaMachloikis B'shel Mechabdois. We're talking about the fruits that were trapped on the branches. The Rabbanan Savri Gazrin Shama Yel V'Yitosh. Rabbanan said, you can't take it because we're afraid that people are going to come to climb up. Now, over here, there are two different types of branches in the Tamarim. They're branches that you could reach from the ground. But we're afraid that if once you're going to arouse people to reach it from the ground, then they're going to come to climb up. And then we're afraid, Yalav Yitlosh. Let me rephrase that. The Chachamim say that it's Aser because Yalav Yitlosh. We're afraid that they're going to come to cut down. V'anshei Richo Savri Loi Gazrinon Shem Yalav Yitlosh. They said that we don't make the gzera of Yalav Yitlosh, and they allowed the Aniyim to take the tamarim tlushim. Avu b'shel ben hakipin, but the tamarim that fell in the anfei alonim tachtonim, the divrei akol mutter, according to everybody, is going to be mutter. In other words, even according to the chachamim, if you're able to reach up and grab it, the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. We're not gozer the lower ones, lest you go up and take the higher ones. That this is a little bit of a chiddush, because what comes out here is that Rabbi Yehuda, in some cases, doesn't make the Anshei Richo didn't make the Gzeira of Shema Yalav Yitlosh, which is a little bit of a chiddush. Shema Yalav Yitlosh we know from quite a few Mishnais, but Kanireh from this Gemara they didn't have this chash, and that's exactly what Tesis is bothered by. Tesis in Dibur HaMaschil Machloikis B'shel Machbedos, Tosis is bothered. Wait a second. Is a Mishnah of Ein Olam B'Ilon, the first wide line of Tosis. Okay, so Ayin Shem. So that's why I stopped for a second and I said, wait a second, what's going on over here? So that's what I was bothered by, what Tosis is Kasha and Machloikis. That Lechura, it's hard to understand how Anshei Yericho would say that you're allowed to go up and to take the Machbedos. So if you take a look, since we asked Tosis' Kasha, maybe let's take a sneak peek at Tosis' Teretz. Tosis' Teretz is about 10 lines into the narrow. V'nira l'ri, d'shmaitza ayri b'tlusha me'er v'yanta b'machbedos, u'bekifin, u'menachem sham b'en ha'shmashos. V'ka'amar machlokis b'shal machbedos, rabbon asu afilu nafu l'arz b'yamtiv, kivin machbedos ikanami mechubarim gazuni shami yalu yitosh. So the machlokis, according to Tosos, is einachanami. Those things that were already dislodged. Al b'shem ben akipin hova lo yisham chubarim lekel migzar atu shem yal v'yitosh makom shelo nashu. So einachanami that the area that they were taking from are tlushin be'erev yamtiv b'machbedos. So we were talking about an area where they were ready tlushim. And the machlokis is about those machbedos that there are some that are mechubarim. So that's where the machlokis is. So we're talking about climbing up, but do you make a gzeira on those areas where the fruits are already cut off? Do you also there make the gzeira of Shema Yalavi Yitosh? If you have fruits over there that are entirely accessible, that would be the svara of Anshei Yericho. Back into our Gemara. Another kasha. Amale Rava, va muktzas ninu. Rava asks, but wait a second, they are muktza. They are muktza. These tamarim are muktza. So even if there's no problem Shema Yalavi Yitosh, but what about the fact that they're muktza? And if you're going to say, this is a very interesting Gemara. Of course, what do we mean that they're muktza? Who cares that they fell off on Shabbos itself if on Bein HaShmashos they were not off of the tree? So then that's called muktza machmas iser. You're not allowed to cut it off. And if you're going to say, well, since the ravens could have eaten it and it's chazila arvin because they could have plucked it off, Hashta muchan la adam lo have muchan la klavim. But don't we say in Bein HaShmashos, something that is prepared for a person is not considered prepared for a dog? Disnan, Rabbi Yehuda, Imerim loyais in avail mer of Shabbos, asura lefi she'ena min amuchan. So the halacha is that if you have something that wasn't ro'ui lekelev, so then in such a case, it's not considered muchan. Even though it was omedus l'shchita l'maychal adam, but it's not considered muchan l'behema. So muchan l'arvim, have a muchan l'adam? So if it's muchan l'arvim, would it be considered muchan l'arvim? It's a kol shekein. Certainly, if the halacha is that if it's muchan l'maychal adam, for example, on Yom Tov, where the behema is muchan, but it's not muchan l'klavim, so then in such a case, it's us aser because of muktza. if the behemah wasn't nevela. So muchan la'arvim, if it's prepared for the ravens, muchan la'adam, when we say it's muchan la'adam, we don't say that muchan la'adam is muchan l'klavim, certainly. If it's muchan la'arvim, it's not muchan la'adam. Amar leh, so Rava said, Ula said to Rava, it is true. The inverse is true. Muchan la'adam, lo'avim muchan l'klavim. If it's prepared for a person, then it's not still considered muchan for dogs. To call me the chazi leinish lamaxalemi daite, because the person thought he was going to eat it, and therefore, if it's something that's ready for a person to eat, but it's not ready for a dog to eat, so then it's going to be muktzah for the dogs. But muchan laarvim, if it's muchan for the ravens, muchan laadam, then it's considered muchan to a person. Call me the chazi leinish daite ilave, because anything that has potentially ra'i to be used by a person, so then in such a case, even though right now it's not ra'i, but once it's murchan la'arvim, then a person is thinking about it. Once the arvim are going to have shaychus to it, so then the person thinks, ah, if the arvim are going to have it, so then so too, he's not makse it from his own das. But the inverse is not true. When it comes to something that is muchan la'adam, it's not necessarily muchan la'balei chayim. But some that's muchan la'balei chayim, then it's not muktza for a person. So that was the svara over here of why it's not muktza. Since it's muchan la'arvim, the halacha is that's not muchan. It's muchan la'adam. If it's muchan la'arvim, it's muchan la'adam. Yes.
I don't understand. Like, if it's still aser for adam, meaning yes, the bitoli shit. So how could it be considered that he has das on it if it's aser? An orif can pull it off the tree.
From here you see that muksa machmas iser can be overridden by the muchan la'arvim. So I see that in the mefarshim over here, the Meiri asks your kasha. The Meiri asks, Harei aktsasam lo isa machmas shalim muchan l'shimush ela machmas iser. That it was muksa machmas iser. So they quote, Hameiri matzil etaretz, as I started saying to you, the Meiri's teretz is a chidush in the din of muktza machmas iser, and that is that muktza machmas iser is not the pshat that because it's an iser it's automatically muktza, but rather because there's an iser to get it, you didn't have your das on it. But if you have a way to get to it, which isn't the iser, that means that the orvim could get to it, then you're not makti your das from it. And if you're not makti your das from it, even though now you have no way to get it through iser, but you weren't makti your das because the orvim could get to it. You're right. Comes out a chiddush in regards to the din of muktza machmas iser. Muktza machmas iser is not that the iser makes it muktza, it's because that it's asur, then you are makti your das from it. And in a case of where you weren't makti your das because it was chazi la'arvim, the fact that it's iser is not going to block the haktza. Because once you think that it's ro'i la'arvim, you're already thinking about yourself. Okay, we have another hesber over here for Shim ben Lakish in the machlokis between Anshei Richai and the Chachamim. Ki asa ravin amar Shim ben Lakish machlokis b'shel ben kifim. The machlokis is only the tamarim on the lower branches. The rabbanan savri muchan la'arvim lo'avim muchan la'adam. Anshei Richai savri muchan la'arvim muchan la'adam. Al b'shel machbeidois. But when it comes to this, the rekol asur gazrin and shem yaliv yitloish, that they hold that you have the problem of gzera Shema Yalev Yitlosh, and we spoke about Shitas Tosas previously. Okay, we have the third thing that Anshei Richa did, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, they were Meicha. V'noisnin Peya L'Yerek. They allowed the Aniyim to take the vegetables. So the Chura, what should the problem with that be? Why should it be problematic? V'leslu Anshei Richa Hadesnan, Klal Omer V'Peya, why is it that it doesn't fall into all the categories that you have in Perek Alf, Mishnah, Dalet, and Peah? That's Oichel, it's Nishmar, it's Gedula Min Haaretz, and Likitasai Ka'achas. In other words, for some reason there's Xeris HaKasa by Peah that it has to be that you take it all at once, and you're Machnesed Likium, and you bring it into the Machsan for a Kiyum. All of those things are the definition of Chayv Peah. And the Gemara explains, what are these things coming to be mayit? Kol shu ochel prat l'svichei satit v'kotze. If you have these svichim that are not considered full-fledged oichel, so then in such a case, those are not chayiv and peah. V'nishmar prat lehefker. The only thing that's chayiv and peah is something that is yours, that's private. If it's hefker, it's not chayiv and peah. V'gidula min ha'aretz pat l'kmiyin upitrios. Mushrooms are an exception. Mushrooms don't grow from the ground. They're fungus. Ulukitas and ka'achas prat l'te'enim. Figs are not cut at one time. They're cut in stages, and therefore they're not chayiv and peah. Machnisan l'kiyum prat l'yerek. Oh, that's the reason why. That when it comes to yerek, they're not machnis it to an otzer, because it only lasts for a short period of time. Think of those cucumbers that when you open up your vegetable drawer and the cucumbers had already gone bad. So the vegetables tend to go bad faster than most fruits, traditional fruits, and therefore they're not chayiv in peah. So that is the reason why the halacha is that you're potter from peah. So then we have a question. That Anshei Yericho are going against the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says that a Yerek is potter from Peah. So how could it be that they went against the Mishnah? In other words, a Davar Pashut that the Anshei Yericho wouldn't have gone against the Mishnah. And we spelled out earlier that it's not only that they were being nice. The moment in which it's potter from Peah, then the halacha is that there is no chiyuv of maestros for peah. But if there is chiyuv in peah, then there is a chiyuv of maestros. So you're stuck. So what's going on? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, hachei b'rashi lefasos askinan. We're talking about the tops of, I think lefasos are turnips, the tops of turnips. So the Mefarshim spell out that when it comes to the leaves of the turnip, so here it depends of whether it's considered dover lekium. The leaves of the turnip exist only because it's attached to the turnip. If it's attached to lefasos, so then the leaves are machnis lekium. If it's not attached, then they're not machnis lekium. So that's what our machlokus is about. Since it lasts, in other words, it's not like those things you put in your vegetable drawer and they dry out quickly, they rot quickly, so therefore it's going to have the regular din of peah, and you could give it to the aniyim, and there is no chiyuv of maestros. Even though these would last, when you put them in the drawer, they lasted, but it's only because it was attached to the lefes itself. So if it was attached to the lefes itself, so then it's not enough to make it as something that's called kiyum. What has kiyum? The lefes, but not the ole lefes. And that was the machlokis between Anshei Yericho and the Chachamim, and that's why the Chachamim were critical on Anshei. We're critical of Anshei Yericho. This B'siyata D'Shmaya concludes Daf Nun Vav in Meseches Pesachim. We'll pick up Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, two lines from the bottom.